Welcome in to this week's thrilling installment of Conspiracy Theory Thursdays. Today, we've got a splendid little offering for you, which is the Mandela Effect. So with you here today, Philip Boughton, as always, Stevie P, our two tinfoil conspirators, and then a one Joey Berries is here holding over from the D2 Mighty Ducks podcast that we just recorded. And he's going to learn a little bit about Mandela Effect, and we're going to see what he knows. What he thinks he knows, because that's the whole idea of the Mandela Effect.
Provoke some thoughts, plant some seeds.
Yep.
And so fuck the seeds.
Yeah. Fuck the plant. So basically, for everybody that's been traveling along with us here down this conspiracy path, we've talked ghosts, we've talked aliens, we've talked Titanic. Did we put that one up yet?
Yeah.
We did? Oh, I just didn't listen to it yet. But I'm excited to listen to it. Bigfoot. We talked Bigfoot. We talked what happens when you're in a coma. So a bunch of good stuff. And Mandela Effect. So this is one that I'm super excited about for the reason of, I'm not sure that it's a conspiracy. It's just like one of those things that you're like, you hear it and you're just like, no fucking way. And like, you swear that one thing happened this way or one thing happened another way. And it's just nuts. So, so the Mandela Effect, for everybody listening, keeping score, Mandela Effect is where the general public thinks something happens one way, but it turns out it actually happened a different way. Okay. So an example.
Good examples like Curious George, right? Myself included. I remember Curious George having a tail. But
Berries, does Curious George have a tail?
I would guess yes, because monkeys have tails.
Know who Curious George is, though, right?
Actually, I guess monkeys don't necessarily have to have tails. It depends on what type of monkey is.
Chimps don't have tails. So
they don't?
No. Oh. Chimps don't have tails.
I remember him having a tail. He did. I remember like the Monopoly Man. Tails. The Monopoly Man. What does he look
gonna
like?
We're going to get into it. Stevie, you can pull up the list of the things that YouTube that I did. Or listen to, or just if you can Google like top Mandela Effect things, there was a bunch of them. And some of them are stupid, and some of them are some of them are just like, oh, okay, whatever. Like one of them that was weird to me was Jif peanut butter. Is it Jif or Jiffy?
It's Jif.
It's Jif. So that was one that I'm like, yeah, it's Jif. And like, there are thousands of people out there that think it's Jiffy. And it's like, no, it's Jiffy Pop, popcorn.
And there's Jiffy Lube.
Yeah, but it's Jif. And it used to be called like Big Top peanut butter or something like that. Like it was circus themed, and then they changed it to Jif, so it's never been Jiffy. And that's just one of those things that is wrong for people.
So what is it about the psychosis of the population that like leads to this? I guess that's what I'm fascinated with, because like anybody can sort of, I guess, misremember something, but when the general public does it, how does that happen? And like, why does it happen?
Right. So I think what it is that like something something happens, something innocuous, but then it gets like steamrolled on. So, one of them that was a decent one that I've seen Silence of the Lambs once or twice. But you know, Joey, since you're the prolific movie guy, what is the line from Silence of the Lambs?
Which one? I
That contains Clarice.
Hello, Clarice. It's good to see you again.
He doesn't say that.
What's he say?
He doesn't say that. In the thing, they were like, when he first sees her, he says good morning, but he does not say hello, Clarice. And then like the it's good to see you again, he does say it's good to see you again, but that's a different time. So somewhere,
I'll tell you where it's from.
I
It's
know exactly.
from, yeah, it's from Ace Ventura.
It's from Cable Guy.
I'm sorry, Cable
So
Guy. Yes, Jim Carrey, but yes, Cable
similar,
Guy.
a similar happening, right, is in Star Wars. What is Darth Vader's famous line?
Yeah. In Empire
In
Strikes Back, what does Darth Vader say to Luke?
Luke, I am your father.
Doesn't
But it's
say that.
not that. Yeah,
Nope.
it's I am your father. And we probably got it from Tommy Boy, right? Like everybody remembers it
But that
from
was
him.
so I guess everybody, because the video I listened to was like everybody has said it into a fan. And I was like, yeah, because of Tommy Boy. So that's like the thought process is like other things have dumped and just like you change the thought of
Yeah,
it.
you like mix things together in your mind.
Right.
Ones that throw me off, like the big thing is the Monopoly Man. Like, he has a monocle. No doubt in my mind, he has a monocle. Curious George has a fucking tail, bro. I know he does. And a big thing, it's not like a psychosis that thing. Like, a big theory is that it's got to do with universes colliding.
Yeah.
The
Save
hydrogen collider.
I want to save the I want to save the theories for like the end, because those I kind of want to get into. But talking about the individual things, so the one big one is the Shazam, that there are people that swear that there was a movie called Shazam in the 90s that was Sinbad as a genie and like two kids like. And like they even have the plot of the movie like down where he so like the movie ends with like a pool party or something, and it's like there was Kazam, that was Shaq, was a genie, but not Sinbad. So like Sinbad was in Good Burger and Jingle All the Way, but
And house guest.
yeah. But he was not a genie in any of those, so
And unnecessary roughness.
I don't know where anybody's getting this confused. So,
What about the Bernstein Bears?
yeah. So that one.
That one's weird to me. So, did it start out as and then the name like changed?
See, that's
That's
what.
how I understood it.
That's what people think. It's always been the Berenstain Bears. And it's just one of those.
I have about 40 of those books in Jack's room. I want to go check.
The thing is, like a lot of these coincidences, it's, I wouldn't even call it a coincidence. Like, if it's a one-off, like a couple people thought of it a certain way, that's one thing. But when you have hundreds of thousands or millions of people all in the same mindset, like, no, it definitely was not that.
Yeah.
That's where it kind of gets to like, what the hell is going on?
So Oscar Mayer Wiener, Joe John, Joey, how do you spell Meyer in Oscar Meyer? Did he go get a book?
I would go MEYER.
MAYER. Oscar
I
Mayer.
figured that that was probably what it was going to be, yes, because this is a this is a podcast about getting things wrong.
Yeah.
So.
A big thing, it's named after it's named because one of the biggest ones out there was before our generation, but the older generation, a lot of them believed and knew and swear that Nelson Mandela died in captivity. Like
So
they'd be
that's the
like,
reason why it's called the Mandela effect.
yes, because they're like, I've read news articles, like I watched news on it. He died, but he never did.
Yeah, no,
He
he
didn't.
was, yes, great.
He, yeah.
There
So
was
that's kind of
actually
what stemmed it all.
a Mandela effect that was brought up in our most recent talk movie to me in Blank Check. I think it was Blank Check, where and it's not it has nothing to do with the movie. But I brought it up to you guys where in the movie Scary Movie 2,
Yeah.
how the butler says, "Take my strong hand," and
Yeah.
everybody says that. And it is not, and you guys didn't believe me, but I'd sent it over to Phil. It's actually true. He says, "Take my other hand. My little hand is my other hand isn't strong enough." That's what he says, but everybody says, "Take my strong hand."
Yeah.
And see, that's where it's like
And there's
everything
even
is
gifts
so
about like
rooted.
where gifts that it like it's and merchandise that says take my strong hand,
Right.
but it's not the line, but that doesn't really matter.
Right.
The whole Mandela thing, like some of these things, yes, you can get it factually wrong, but like who cares if you quote Luke, I am your father wrong?
Right. And it's no, Luke, I am your father. Or no, I am your father, or whatever. But yeah. And it's like some of them, the one that really pissed me off was like everybody thinks the Mona Lisa isn't smiling. And it's like she's not. Like she's not like
Isn't
mouth
she
open.
smirking?
She's smirking. She's not smiling. She looks like she knows a secret. She's
My
got.
memory serves me correctly. I was taught that it was like a play on angles and shadows, where
Right.
like, it's actually like a straight line, but it looks like she's got a smirk on her face.
Right.
I just Googled the Mona Lisa painting, and the first thing that came up was Nicolas Cage's face dubbed over it. It's fucking hilarious.
The
That's
Cage
the
of
new
Lisa.
Mandela thing. It's a painting of Nicolas Cage.
But and that's the thing, I know you said you wanted to get into the theories as to why, but I think it's important. Like it's not just like, oh wow, that's crazy. It's like the why is this happening? And a big reason I think it's happening is I really do think that there are multiple universes out there. And when they start overlapping, you start getting little things mixed together.
So there was two theories that the video that I watched talked about, and the first one was like that it was some sort of reality, or multiverse kind of thing, like that they're merging, whether it was the particle collider or whatever that did it. But the other one was like, or a time traveler going back in time. And it's like one of the things was like, people think it's Captain Crunch, not Cap'n Crunch. And it's like, I don't think a time traveler would go back in time and be like, aha,
That's the
fucking
most
got you, you fuckers.
devious,
Yeah, I
most
made it
devious
Cap'n
man.
Crunch. Right.
He's a time traveler. He's got nothing better to do than mess with your breakfast
Like
cereal. Right.
the guy from Hot Tub Time Machine
Yeah.
he goes.
Haha, it's Jif peanut butter, not Jiffy. You fucks.
Look what daddy did.
But like look what the
Google.
chaos it's
Yeah,
causing.
Google.
It's
Yeah,
an evil
I guess.
genius.
So
Demon.
it's funny, like I definitely think I think it could be the Shazam one makes zero sense to me because it's like, I don't understand why anybody thinks that that ever happened. Like, there is a Shazam movie
I
with.
feel like that's the big one because, like, there's people who actually believe that, hey, I have a VHS with this guy on it.
Go get
And
it.
it's not something that can be misremembered by pop culture sort of turning it one way or the other, or the misquote through a popular movie so that now we quote it as such. Like the other ones you can just sort of misremember, like Berenstain Bears or Jif because it was made in the 50s.
Right.
Like this was like, how could you mistake Sinbad for Shaquille O'Neal?
I mean, tall brothers. I don't know. One has hair, one doesn't have hair.
Has anyone
Like,
ever talked to Sinbad about this?
has anyone seen Shaq and
That's a
Sinbad
good
in the
question.
same room?
The thing,
Isn't Sinbad like dying or something?
what?
I think Sinbad was dying.
That's just the Mandela effect.
That might be.
Name one movie that Sinbad and Shaq are in together.
Grown-ups too. I don't
I have no idea. Good
Good Burger.
Oh, they are. That's right.
Yeah, they deliver the burger to Shaq.
That's right. Yeah.
Yeah. Classic.
Consider yourself tomatoed.
Yeah, case he's automated. Yeah, I
Oh yeah,
think.
Sinbad had a major stroke. That's what it was.
Oh, but he's alive still?
I think so, yeah.
All right. That's
Here's the thing. It says right here, the movie came out as a TV release movie on the Family Channel.
what?
But there were Shazam with Sinbad. But there were minimal copies that were produced and released on VHS before it was scrapped. Some people
Prove
still
it.
have copies of the VHS.
Go get your copy then. Is what if somebody was like so hell-bent on it, like, all right, go get it.
Yeah, show it. Like that it's an easy fix right there.
Me see if there's pictures of
So
it.
if that is true, are we saying that this probably predated the Kazam with Shaquille O'Neal? So did they rip that off?
It's got to be around the same time because that was
Kazam
like,
was 96, 7?
I would say five.
5? Yeah, maybe.
Because then he wasn't, it wasn't, what was it? Blue and not Blue Steel.
Real Steel? No.
No.
Yeah.
It was like a
What
robo.
was that? That was actually not a bad movie.
I don't know. Something steel.
It was just Steel.
Black Steel.
In one universe, it was probably
That's what I would have named it.
Shazam, and the other one, it was Kazam. That's my guess. I
Yeah,
can't find
Steel was
pictures of the
97.
VHS.
It was 97.
Steel was.
Oh, it was just steel, yeah.
Joey Berry's. Think of Fruit of the Loom. What's their logo?
Oh, I've seen this one before. It's a cornucopia, isn't it?
No.
It is not a cornucopia. Apparently,
Fuck.
I think it's a cornucopia. I'm pretty sure I still have old shirts from my childhood that have the logo on it.
Just a bunch of fruit.
Yeah,
It's
they probably
fruit with
fucking
a
rebranded.
cornucopia.
No, they're not in a cornucopia. It's just a bunch of fruit.
No, see, that's the thing. It's not just a rebrand because they've come out and said they've never had it.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're fucking with us. Bunch of time travelers.
Time Bastards.
traveler's like, I got Fruit of the Loom underwear on. I'm just gonna go change that up. Goddamn time travelers. So with that in mind, where it's these worlds colliding, has anyone seen the movie Yesterday?
I
The
don't
Beatles
think I
movie?
have.
Yeah.
Yes, I have.
It's the same idea.
I don't really remember that movie, to be honest with you.
So the main character wakes up and nobody remembers the, or nobody knows the Beatles exist. And so he's like a struggling musician, he writes the songs, or he performs like Hey Jude and literally all of them, and gets like insanely popular, and like Ed Sheeran's in it. Then towards the end of it, there's like a group of people, like a handful of people that are like, we know who the Beatles are. And it's like kind of the same idea, where like the opposite of Mandela effect, where like everybody doesn't know they exist except for like a handful of people. So I thought that that was interesting. It's like, yeah, the movie like kind of plays into it. I always thought that was a good movie. He goes and like, so nobody kills. And like the cool thing about the movie is like the things that don't happen. Like, I think it was Pepsi doesn't exist because there's no Beatles. And then, and obviously John Lennon doesn't get killed. So like he goes and visits, like he tracks down John Lennon and like talks to him. And it's, I think it's his son that plays him.
Spoiler alert.
It plays into, I think, the, you know, like the butterfly effect. And there's actually the Mandela Effect movie where it's like little tiny changes make a huge difference. And when shit starts getting,
Starts getting what?
Did we lose him?
We might have. He was getting really quiet and then just gone.
Was he talking about the butterfly effect movie with Ashton Kutcher? What an absolute banger of a movie that
And
is.
full agreed.
Oh yeah. Oh,
Yeah.
so good.
I think his he just Mandela affected himself out of this podcast. That's wild. Yeah, he's gone.
lost.
His headset probably died.
Oh, can you hear me now?
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Oh my God, I turned my mic volume all the way down by accident.
Right
Right. You started getting a little bit lower, and then all of a sudden,
A
and a
little
little bit
guitar.
softer now, and a little bit softer now. Voice
So
modulation is real.
I was saying, like, I feel like this whole thing is tied together, like the butterfly effect, the Mandela effect, both of which great movies, where it's like,
Is there a Mandela Effect
universes.
movie?
Yeah, it's a little more sci-fi, but
Stars Nelson Mandela.
it's a great movie.
Morgan
It goes into like the different universes and how there's
Freeman is Nelson Mandela,
small little changes.
and Ben Kingsley's in it as Gandhi. Gandhi's a good movie. I like that movie. Yeah, I mean, some of those things, it's just. I was listening to that last night and I was like, I'm on a roll. Every single one of them. The only one that I didn't get right was the Mona Lisa, because I'm like, she's not smiling. And then I think I just got directionally turned around, but it was like New Zealand is southwest of Australia. Like, no, it's not. Nothing is southwest of Australia. It's northeast. And I think I just misheard it.
It's possible, or you're from an alternative universe than the one you're in right now.
Could be.
I see. My opinion on the Mandela effect is that people just have selective memories, and I can't tell you how many times, like for instance, with like Facebook memories that come up, like there'll be a post that I made 12 years ago that says like one thing, and I'm like, what the fuck was I posting? Like, who the fuck was
12
this?
years ago. Yeah.
Yeah, that's sort of what I'm saying is like you remember these things from you're like, first of all, you're a different person back then. And like where you created this initial memory of Luke, I am your father was when you were 10 years old watching Tommy Boy. It wasn't from probably watching Star Wars one time. So I think that I'm not crapping on, you know, multi universes. That's your opinion. You're entitled to it. I think it's more just, it's really selective memory, and it's sort of how you want to view it. And partial dyslexia too, like hearing something, but that the way it's phrased in, let's say, a movie, not making sense to you necessarily. So you formulate it in a different verbiage in your own mind. Like I've literally read books to my son, and I know that I'm literally reading the line, not the way it's written, but how it should sound to me, like changing little words around. I think the Mandela effect has a lot of that built into it.
I think I do think you're right to a point. My issue is like, a one-off is an outlier, right? If the one person remembers it or a couple, like a handful of people remember it a certain way, it's just kind of like a coincidental outlier. But when hundreds of thousands or millions of people all have the same recollection, I no longer consider that an outlier.
So, Joey, it's interesting that you bring up, those Facebook posts, because I know there was one from 12 years ago around this time that was like this kid that I know from high school and from college. His name's Gabe, and he posted on Facebook that he pooped in the tub at and it's just like I knew he did it. He like there it is, he said it. And then also like 15 years ago he posted that he was eating the pistachio muffins at that house party. So
Wait, what the fuck are you talking about?
which one?
I know exactly where we're going with the poop tub, but pistachio muffins, I have no idea what we're talking about. Is that a different Gabe friend?
No, we were at the baseball house at a party, and I was in the kitchen. I can say this now because I don't even know who it was, but I was in the kitchen with Reedy, and there was a brand new 4-pack of pistachio muffins on the counter. And I was drunk and I was hungry, so I took one and ate it. And then the owner of said muffins came downstairs and was like, "Who ate one of the pistachio muffins?" and was freaking out about it. And he then put the pistachio muffins, the bit of the plastic container, like in the microwave or something like that. And then he went upstairs. So then I opened the microwave, took one out, and ate another one. And came downstairs and yelled at me.
Was not with you. I was not there.
I didn't know any other baseball people, so who else would have done it? Who?
We didn't have a baseball house.
Why would I have been there? Yes, we. Yeah, you did.
And
No, we
here is
didn't.
the Mandela
Somebody
effect.
did. Yeah.
Look at
No, we
that.
go.
There it's
This
showing its face
isn't the,
already.
this is, it's
This is.
later.
This isn't the Mandela effect. This is the Arbor Mist and 12 case of PBR effect.
Similar
This is what
outcomes.
this is what I am talking about with the misremembering. I don't think that there's universes overlapping each other on this. I think this is a case of Philip Bouton being a little bit too inebriated and misremembering where he was.
I ate those deli It was definitely a baseball house.
You seen my baseball?
Where it was baseball players that lived at the house. It was not your house.
All I know, I've never even seen a pistachio muffin. So keep me out of your heist.
Long story short, I ate three of the four and then left. So,
On that note.
it was a good day. So I think that about wraps it up. I mean, that's a good place to end it right there.
I do want to say this.
I got a lot off my chest just now, so I feel
You
pretty
did.
You
Speaking
really did.
of
I've been holding
Speaking
on
of
to that
chest, we should follow up on this poop thing. So I think it ties back into the Mandela effect.
You
so do. there is no proof. There is no eyewitness.
It doesn't have
to anybody pooping in a tub in Cortland, New York, while seven guys were in a hotel room. But there is enough outwardly influenced by one Philip Bowden to spout that said Joey Barry's pooped in the tub, that people will remember that as such when it didn't probably happen.
What the hell? You just walked yourself into a circle. Okay.
No. Okay. What I'm saying is, okay, there's outward influence to influence other people towards this is the way that it was when it was not necessarily that way.
Joey Barry,
because there's so many. Like let's say for example, the Scary Movie 2 thing with the "Take My Strong Hand." There were probably multiple people who started saying it that way. It sounded better that way because it does sound better than what is actually said in the movie, that started influencing the way that people talk.
Joey, there's a very simple cure for this. Who tried to poop into a dumpster previously that same very evening?
We're talking about the Mandela effect.
Okay.
So, lay off.
lay off of starving. I'm just saying.
I pooped later that morning. What do you want from me?
You know what? I wasn't there, so I can't.
You weren't there. You were getting laid.
I can't point a finger. So I came back. Somebody dumped coffee grounds in the tub. That's what I thought it was. And I went to bed. I fell asleep on the floor and was grabbing the disgusting blanket off of Crumbs. And that's how I stayed warm that evening. So, Mandela.
You mean Michael Northrod?
Michael North, yeah. Yeah. That's like the best name. That's got porn written all over it.
Speaking of porn, fellas, it is my bedtime.
All right.
About time to wrap this one up.
Yes, let's wrap it up. Let's wrap ourselves up. You all have a splendid evening. I appreciate you for swinging by, for sticking with us. Joey Berries, Stevie P, as always, good to conspire with you. And you, the listener, thank you so much. We will talk very shortly. Spook you later.
Take my strong hand.
Take my strong hand.
Tree Fort Gang is an Audio Boom original podcast.